The wolf was put on the endangered species list in 1974 and stayed there until 2011, when the wolves were delisted from the endangered species list and placed under state management. In 2014, the wolves were again placed on the endangered species list. After two federal rulings, there were errors in the process to delist them. There has been an ongoing debate about the wolf status. About 900 wolves were estimated in Wisconsin by researchers in 2017 and 2018. In placing the legislation forward, Duffy says the current status leaves farmers and ranchers without a legal avenue to protect their livestock from predation. He says these groups should not suffer because of what Duffy called in a press release the overreaching federal government 1,000 miles away, end quote. Duffy's Democratic opponent, Margaret Engebretson of Balsam Lake, said in an interview earlier this year with WXPR that she's following the approach fellow Democrat Tammy Baldwin has taken. Engebretson says she favors the Endangered Species Act.
If the population is such that it is so far over the requisite amount covered under this statute, then we are outside the boundaries of the statute itself, and we must definitely reevaluate that. And of course, we need to take into account all the interested parties and angles, not only the wolves, but farmers, folks that care about the wolf population, also how wolves fit in to the entire ecosystem.
Baldwin has said she favors delisting the wolf population in the Midwest. Baldwin's Republican U.S. Senate counterpart, Ron Johnson, also favors wolf delisting. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.